all the businesses in Wimbledon are severely concerned about what's happening in Wimbledon Village. So I'd just like to, first of all, get your opinion. With the shop closures, there's been 33 in 2 years. I mean, that's pretty dire, isn't it?
It's a disappointing and very alarming situation. Now, part of the reason for those closures will be the shops themselves choosing to withdraw. Part of it will be rates, and part of it will be rents. And so there are a number of reasons. And I think the other reason, I'm sure Adrian Mills spoke to you about, and I'm well aware about, is the local council's failure to introduce a business-friendly parking scheme, which has meant that footfall in the village has declined quite dramatically.
Stephen Allen-Britis has promised now to look at the parking situation.
Stephen Allen-Britis promised that over 2 years ago. I walked around the village with him. With a previous representative of Wimbledon Village Business Association, a local councillor, myself, and at one stage, Stephen. You know, we did some walking around the village. We identified places where the council could have put in shared bays or new parking places or looked at other schemes. And frankly, nothing has happened. So I'm glad to hear he's promised that. Let's see whether he's delivered on it. He didn't deliver on his last promise.
He's reiterated he will look into it. So let's give him. It was only last Friday, so let's give him some time on that one. What the businesses are saying is they're being crippled by landlords. Now, do you think these landlords are asking these prices because they wrongly assume that people who live or work in Wimbledon Village must be affluent?
Well, I think that clearly a lot of the village businesses are struggling at the moment, and that's, you know. And part of that must be rents. I mean, obviously, the rents are a negotiation between the landlords and the businesses themselves. I think the landlords would need to think quite carefully, though. At the moment, there are a lot of places empty in Wimbledon Village, and that must be a reflection of the fact that people can't, partially a reflection of the fact that people can't afford the rents, and therefore perhaps the rents need to come down to get some places into the shops, which ought to be better for the landlords, I would have thought.
I mean, I've never heard of a Costa and a Starbucks shutting down. Starbucks went some time ago, but Costa's leaving this week. If a chain can't stay in, how's an independent store meant to stay in? Is that not the death knell for the high street?
No, I don't think it's the death knell for the high street. I think it's disappointing. I mean, there are two or three independents that are thriving on the high street in terms of the coffee shops. But nonetheless, it is very concerning, as you rightly point out. Part of it is rate. Part of it is undoubtedly the rents. Part of it is the rates. And I think, yet again, you know, here again, the local council have been a pretty poor in actually helping local businesses. They could have used discretionary powers that they have done to help support businesses in Wimbledon Village, and the local council have chosen not to do that. And I pressed them about it a couple of years ago. And in fact, literally an hour and a half before this meeting, I have been down at the local council talking to one of the people there to get the facts, so that I can make the case again that the local council used some of their powers to help Wimbledon Village.
I mean, Wednesday's budget wasn't good news for independent retailers, was it, with business rates?
Well, I think it was to be fair, it was good news for business rates. There was a recognition that the business rates that are coming in, because it's a revaluation that happens infrequently, some people were going to see some very big reviews. There are all sorts of reliefs, mandatory reliefs for people who are under a certain valuation. Over that valuation, Philip Hammond has put in place an over £400 million package of measures that are going to taper in the increases, so that I don't think anyone will be seeing an increase of more than 6% this year, even though the value is going up in total over a period of time. But clearly, it's concerned. Clearly, it's something that I am very aware of. But again, the local council could help local businesses, and they are choosing not to do so.
But the residents and the business association say that you could also help them because you're conservative. It's a conservative government. Why aren't you lobbying the government
I have been effective. I mean, I was in the Evening Standard lobbying, as you would have seen and your listeners would have seen. I was one of the people lobbying the government to bring in a measure of tapered relief so people didn't face it. And frankly, you know, the Conservative government has listened and the Labour Council hasn't.
Some business owners in the independent shops are paying more than Tesco in their business rates.
Well, that's the big Tesco, yeah. And that's because
it's not a big, you know, it's a big company on a small high street, Tesco Carphone Warehouse. How can it be fair that the independents are paying more than the chains?
I don't know what Tesco Carphone Warehouse rates are. I do know that, you know, there are a number of out-of-town stores in different parts of the country where, you know, I accept that their big areas are less value than the high street. The trouble is Wimbledon High Street is a very valuable place to have a business, and therefore, understandably, the value of the shops there are higher than they would be somewhere out of town elsewhere. That doesn't get away from the fact that the government has listened. We've put in place a number of measures of relief. It doesn't get away from the fact the local council isn't listening.
During last year's Wimbledon tennis tournament, we did a Vox with tourists, many of whom said they were shocked that they were coming to Wimbledon Village, which they'd heard was very quaint, very independent, and they were shocked by the amount of shut shops they saw and also chains.
I agree, and I want to see Wimbledon Village thriving. I want to see it having, you know, all the shops full of varying types of shops. You know, and I think that, you know, we don't want all of one type there. And so it's important to get a real mixture. Adrian Mills, who, as you know, is the Visitor Association, and I have spoken about this, about what can be done to help to encourage people back. Certainly, as you've identified, trying to persuade some of the landlords that the rents they're charging at the moment are too high, trying to make sure that there are reasons why people want to come to Wimbledon Village, so making sure that it's easy to park and easy to access the village, are key ways of getting footfall back into the village and helping visitors thrive.
Okay, Mr. Hammond, thank you very much.